Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I'm going to be giving you guys kind of a guide on when you should and when you shouldn't be liking a girl's photo or kind of interacting with their social media. So surprisingly enough, I get this question a lot in my DMs, in my email, in my inbox, whatever it is. I also get a lot of comments on videos asking me, Courtney, should I like her photo? Should I not like her photo? And a lot of the times I think we overthink this. So I'm going to go over some different situations that you guys might be in and tell you if I think you should or should not be liking that girl's photo. And whatever you do, you probably don't want to comment the 100 fire emojis underneath every photo she posts. So let's get started. Dating in general is hard enough, let alone when you add social media and being able to access someone's photos and life kind of at your fingertips. So I think it does add a layer of complexity to modern dating. So I think this is why this topic is brought up so much. It is crazy how powerful that little like button is. So the first little thing I want to cover here is if you're single. So if you guys are single, I really don't think there's any harm in liking a girl's photo if you find her attractive and you're interested. So same thing goes here if you're in the talking stages with someone, maybe you've been messaging back and forth. If she posts a photo, I would recommend liking it just to kind of show that you're interested. This can also be a great way to grab a girl's attention if you maybe messaged her already. Now keep in mind, I'm not gonna say that she's going to message you back automatically if you just like her photo and it's going to 100% get her attention, because you also have to think about the girl that you're liking or the girl that you're messaging. So if a girl has 50,000 followers in comparison to a girl that has 150, the girl who only has 150 followers is going to be more likely to see your message and the fact that you liked her post. If I go on my Instagram and go to my notification thing, I only see the past like 20 minutes or hour of activity on my profile because there's a lot of activity. So it's not always going to grab her attention, but if you've messaged her, if you've been messaging back and forth, it's just a great way to show interest again, like I said before. So I told you it's okay to like the photo. What I didn't say is comment a bunch of weird random emojis or say something weird and inappropriate. And by weird, I mean something that would make that other person feel uncomfortable. Like sometimes I'll get the weirdest comments on my photos, like post a pic of your feet or can I buy your feet pics? Just like stuff like that that you don't want to put out there so publicly, okay? If that's your thing, you know, maybe keep it behind the scenes a little bit, but you don't want to be outwardly posting that, especially if you want a chance with this girl. If she sees a comment like that, and that's just a silly example, but you guys know what I'm talking about when I say an inappropriate or strange comment. And if you aren't, then maybe look it up. And one important topic that I wanted to talk about in the you're single category is when you're single, I would still not recommend following or interacting with a lot of profiles that are full of only naked girls, lingerie photos, bikini photos, whatever it is, because if you start talking to another girl or maybe you match with her on Tinder or Hinge or whatever it is, and she goes to your Instagram and the only people you're following are a bunch of half-naked Instagram models, it's not going to be the best look for you. And I'm not shaming those girls at all that post that stuff. Girls can post whatever the heck they want. You can do whatever you want. This is just my advice as a woman who dates men. So say I met a guy online and I'm creeping on him a little bit, so I go to his Instagram profile to see who he's following. I know that sounds crazy, but every single girl does it. I've never met a girl that doesn't do that. So if you do, let me know. But until then, you should probably take my advice. Anyway, if I go to his Instagram profile and the only people he's following are half-naked Instagram models, I'm going to be turned off. So it just kind of makes you look bad. It's really not the end of the world if you follow a few of them, but if that's all you're following, it just kind of makes you look bad. And if you've liked every single half-naked photo or that's the only content you interact with, it's just not the best look for someone that might be interested in you. So keep that in mind. I'm not trying to tell you to change yourself or be a different person, but just be mindful of the content that you're consuming and who you're following and how that might make you seem to someone that might be interested in you. Just being transparent. It makes you look thirsty and desperate, and we want to avoid being like that and looking like that at all cost. But I would say a photo that is a normal photo, if I sat here and took a photo and posted it on Instagram, I think it would be okay to like it. So again, just to recap the single category, if you're single, I think it's okay to like girls' photos, but just maybe be mindful of the type of photo that you're liking. You don't want to be the guy that's only liking her bikini pictures and not liking any of her other stuff. Like, if you're interested in someone or find them attractive, you should like more of their content than just when they're half naked. And one little thing I want to add here and talk about really quick is, we don't want to come across as needy or desperate, okay? So if you've messaged this girl a ton of times, which I strongly advise against, and you're liking every single photo and you're commenting on every single photo, you're kind of just wasting.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Look, there's feelings, and then there's the facts. If you're feeling like your finance team is bogged down in mundane, manual tasks, the fact is you need Ramp. Ramp is the corporate card that makes the expense process fast and easy. The moment your team makes a purchase, Ramp handles everything. Receipt collection and approvals, the works. With Ramp, you can cut your month-end close from 5 days to one, customize approval workflows, and get complete control over every transaction. Facts. Over 25,000 businesses trust Ramp, including Shopify and the Boys and Girls Club of America, which is why they were just named number one in spend management by G2. Facts. Start using Ramp and you'll have more time to spend scaling your business. And that'll feel really good. Upgrade to Ramp for free today and get $250 at ramp.com. That's ramp.com. R-A-M-P.com.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Your time. We don't want to develop one-itis. We don't want to be obsessed with this girl that is giving us nothing in return. Again, you don't want to be chasing people. You can pursue people that are giving that back to you and reciprocating your time, effort, and energy, but we don't want to be chasing. We don't want to have one-itis. We don't want to be simping. So definitely keep that in mind too. If you feel like you're just giving to this girl and you're getting nothing out of it, then maybe stop doing it. Now, the controversial topic here is if you're in a relationship. In the simplest terms, just don't. If you have a girlfriend and you are liking inappropriate photos of other girls on Instagram, that is so embarrassing for you and for your girlfriend. It makes all of you look bad. It's just the worst look of all time. It's 10 times worse than the single guy liking a bunch of girls' photos. If you're single, honestly, you can do whatever the heck you want. It's your life. But if you're in a relationship and you are blatantly disrespecting your partner by liking some girl's big butt photo on Instagram, you got some work to do. And I'm not talking about your friend that just happens to be a girl's innocent random selfie or photo that she posted on Instagram. If you know the girl and you're friends with her, I think it's okay to like the photo. But again, just keep in mind the type of content that you're liking. I'm talking about the bikini photos, the boob and butt pics, the lingerie photos, the thirst traps. You guys know the type of photos that I'm talking about and what you absolutely should not be liking from another girl if you are in a relationship. Now, if that is something that you and your partner have talked about, then okay. If neither one of you have an issue with it, then that's fine. But you should be able to be clear and open and honest about that with your partner and discuss if it upsets you or doesn't. And a lot of times people will say things like, well, that just means your girlfriend is insecure. And she very well might be insecure, but why do you want to do things that make her feel more insecure? I understand that it's a personal thing that you kind of have to work out and gain confidence within yourself. And some people make the argument, well, if you're dating a confident girl, she won't care if you like other girls' photos. And to that, I would say that it's not necessarily true at all. A girl could be extremely confident in herself and what she brings to your relationship, but the fact that you're giving another woman that validation and attention is just, like I said, embarrassing. You are willingly giving another woman that is not your girlfriend validation and attention, and it's okay to think she's attractive. There's nothing wrong with thinking other women are attractive. I think other men are attractive. It's just human nature to think that people are attractive, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't want to cross that boundary and give that person validation and let them know that you think they're attractive. You can just think they're attractive without necessarily necessarily showing it or crossing that boundary or line in your relationship. So again, it does come down to the boundaries that you and your partner have set within your relationship. If you had an open relationship or something like that, I doubt that the other person would care if you're sleeping with other people or being with other people. I really highly doubt that they would care if you like their photo too. But if you are in a monogamous, committed relationship and you have a lovely girlfriend, really think twice before you like that half-naked photo of a girl that doesn't even know that you exist and make your girlfriend upset. And I would say the same thing to girls who are in relationships that are maybe liking guys' pictures. Guys don't normally post the kind of content that women do when it comes to that, so it's a little bit harder to compare. But I would say the same thing to girls who are in a relationship when it comes to, you know, the type of content you're liking as well from the opposite sex or whoever you're attracted to. So just try to keep these things in mind going forward. I know it's kind of silly that we even have to think about the fact that liking someone's photo, something as simple as liking someone's photo, could make someone else very upset. And I know, again, the topic of insecurity gets brought up a lot when we discuss topics like this, but again, I think if you care about your partner and you know you're doing something that makes them uncomfortable, why would you want to continue doing it? And maybe it's something incredibly unreasonable that your partner shouldn't be mad at you about necessarily, and that's a conversation that you have to have with your boyfriend or girlfriend. But when it comes to something as stupid as liking a photo, why would you do it? Just don't do it. It's so silly. And again, if you were in a happy, committed relationship, I don't really understand why you feel the need to give someone else that you don't even know attention like that anyway, or validation like that anyway. So again, this is just my advice, so take it or leave it, but I do think that the content we interact with and like and consume on a daily basis has a huge impact on not only the way that we view ourselves, but the way that we view romantic relationships and our partners and really just people in general. So keep this in mind. So if any of you have ever been in a situation like what I talked about in today's video, please share your story down below. I would love to get a conversation going on this and kind of hear your guys' opinions too. So if you guys like this video or found it helpful, be sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel to be in the loop for when I release new content. If you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.